Sunnyside, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 2 minutes past. Yeah, 2 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome to the Sunnyside. My name is Joyce, 0700-993-993-993. If you have just tuned in, we're finding out what you have to say about the fact that the NIN now is rated 5-star over the BVN, which you might rate something lower than 5. Not necessarily in that order, but you know, the government is saying that the NIN is now law, a requirement that pretty much is something expected of all Nigerians. Expected of all Nigerians, you're required now to register and have an NIN number. They speak specifically to the BVN being a number that only works for those who have bank accounts. And someone says to me, the process by which Nigerians pretty much have had to go through or have gone through in registration of both the BVN and NIN is not just tedious, but even now exposes common Nigerians to the risk of contracting a virus that is mutating and not thoroughly. I mean, studies are ongoing, but there is no conclusion on studies given the nature of the virus. 0700-993-993-993. What should the government have done differently in order to ensure that people are a lot more safe and the process a whole lot easier? Welcome to the Sunnyside. Sorry, I lost you. Good afternoon to you. Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Val.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
This NIN stuff, I think I kind of understand. Though we like to keep doing things very difficult, okay? But I think I understand where they're coming from.
Okay.
It's like you having a title, subtitle, subheading, and all that. Like the NIN should be the basic, the fundamental for every citizen. Then the way NIN is supposed to warehouse every other information about the person. BVN should warehouse every information pertaining to finance, financial information. Then when you have license, when it's time for driver's license, voter's card and all those things, they should all be included. Now, the thing is, the methodology in which they went about doing it. Like, for instance, if the NIN were to be done in local government, different local government areas, you go there and you register. For bank, you can go to the bank, and then they unify. You connect to the site of the NIM and update the person's profile. That's what they would have done. That's the only thing that they would have. It is very easy.
Okay.
Instead of subjecting people to torture and all those things, it's very, very easy now. I don't see what's difficult about it, but I don't know. We always like picking a difficult route and all that. So it's also good to advise everybody to do. Though I've done mine. I've linked all my lines, but it's remaining one that is yet to be linked. I did my everything I've done all long ago, but it's just the linkage now. One network now, it's very difficult to link it. You can imagine.
But you're actually doing it in the comfort of your home. You're not necessarily going anywhere to link.
Why? It's because I've done all those things initially. I have my sleep and all those things. So I just connected to the network. What I did was just to update. I just sent them the NIN number. Then for other ones, I just sent a code. It was successful. They replied, but one is yet to reply.
Okay.
You know, the major network is yet to reply. I don't know whether it's congestion and all that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. Oh, at least, you have done well, you know, thus far. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Hello, the Sunnyside. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Coyote.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. The NIN is extremely important.
Have you done yours?
Yeah, I did mine a couple of years ago. The number itself, I did a couple of years ago. But I think we don't think about a lot of things. We don't factor too many things. We just take decisions on the go. Have you ever thought of what people with disability are actually going through to actually get this done? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. When you say like those with physical disability.
With physical disability, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm visually impaired, actually.
Oh.
And, yeah. I'm visually impaired and I know what it took. It's not everybody has my kind of personality or persona to be able to soldier through.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Because physical physical disability most times actually affects you more when the society does not create an enabling environment.
Yeah.
So it now becomes more of a psychological disability. So someone who's broken down physically and psychologically, how would they be able to go and face all the issues that people face every day when they try to get these numbers actually? It's like I said, the NIN is like the equivalent of the social security number.
Exactly.
In the US, it's far more important than any other number.
Okay.
But the fear of so many people is actually the database itself.
Okay.
In a digital world.
Have you been able to register?
To register my line.
Yeah, I mean, have you tried to sync your NIN with your telephone lines recently?
Yes, one of my lines. Yeah, it's not difficult. The difficult part is actually getting the number itself.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But like I said, sorry, Joyce. Like I was going to say, the problem actually is those that are behind. For instance, a lot of times they don't have enough staff to actually get things done. And you have NYSC, Youth Service Corps members, just following around with the local government. They get paid 30K every month. It's easy. You don't need extra hands, or you don't need hands outside the hands that are being paid by the government already.
Mm.
And most of the people that work there are actually too old to make things work. Just know what I'm saying.
It's okay.
Not about a gathering of information, intelligence. But it's not just about intelligence. You need someone intelligent to actually be able to interpret intelligence.
Okay. So you feel like they should have used existing hands to kind of make the process a whole lot easier, particularly considering people with disability.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a very vital one. Thank you very much for calling.
Great show.
Thank you. We have Yemi here. Yemi, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joy.
Good afternoon. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, my own on the NIN is simple. When the policy came out, my auntie called me. She's above 60. She said I should come and help her so that I can take her to the local government to do the NIN thing. I took her there. They were able to, at the local government, they told her that her details are not coming out, that she needs to go to her bank, that it's either she has done it before and all that. I took her to her bank to go and collect her BVN statement, and I took her back to the local government.
Yeah.
And it was confirmed that is her end, that she already has her NIN. So she was not telling me that I should do my own. I said, I'm not ready. She said, why? That she used the opportunity they gave her to do my own. I said, this is Nigeria. This NIN thing will still last for the next 1 year. So I said, I'm not ready. Even when they were giving out the ultimatum, I was not bothered. You know why?
Why?
Aisha Buhari does not have NIN.
Why do you feel she doesn't have?
She doesn't have.
That's weird.
Buhari himself does not have. You understand? And I'm saying the facts.
Well, that fact is rather subjective.
Let me tell you something. This country, how can the Minister for Communication be telling us that NIN will replace BVN? Has he spoken to the Minister of Finance? Is the CBN governor aware? These people, they just act in isolation. You understand? It's like everybody is walking at different directions in this country.
But that's not why you're not going to register. I mean, I'm even trying to understand why.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
If by the time the April date is closed, somebody will take them to Nigeria. Somebody will just wake up on the one side of the bed and just make a law. Things don't... They can never...
Okay, so at what point are you going to register? Because you seem... seem very non-interested.
For me, the BBN that I did 3 years ago... Some people don't have it up to now.
Okay.
You understand? Some people don't have it up to now. It's Nigeria. Nothing works there. It's
yeah, but the people who don't have it are most likely people who do not have bank accounts.
You know, some people have bank accounts and they don't have BVN in this country.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah? Very sure. Confirm.
How you know,
this
confirm
time they
that?
Say they want to block their account, some people go to court and say it's illegal and they will leave them.
Okay, so what's going to help you register? I mean, I understand
If it's something I can't go under the sun to go and register for NIN. I'm not jobless. You understand?
Oh.
Yeah. If it's simple for me, I would do it.
So digitally?
I can do it on my phone, or make book an appointment, go there, just do it. I cannot waste my whole day to go and register for NIN. for the guy. I'm supposed to make money. Go and waste it for Nigeria.
You don't sound very patriotic at this point.
Patriotic about Nigeria.
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have asked.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon, Jerome. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't think this happens to be something that is very difficult. It's something, they have the data already. They have, they collected the BVN, they have our fingerprints already. And just even the SSD can do it for those that don't have account numbers. All they just need to do is dial some code, and it's going to integrate it with the BVN. All you just need to do is just to query the data you already have and do mapping. Map this particular BVN to a particular number that you are going to generate, and everybody will have it. So I see no reason why we just have to go and queue up again and start getting ourselves exposed to this COVID-19.
Uh-huh. Have you registered now?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I already started mine like 5 years ago. I have everything. Immediately any policy comes out, I'll just go up just to fulfill all righteousness.
Oh, well, thank you for at least trying.
But I just feel it's very unfair for them to just be treating Nigerians anyhow.
Okay.
The life of it, an average Nigerian doesn't mean anything to anybody.
I mean, it means something to me and to you, and that's somebody.
No, I mean the government.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome, 0700-993-993-993. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your name?
My name is Charles.
Welcome, Charles.
Yeah, thank you.
Have you registered?
Hello?
I was going to ask if you registered.
I did mine. That was 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, on one of Sandra's program.
Ah.
She invited, you see, the GM, or did I tell you, I don't know, a woman, saying that the computer they used for the 2004, that they were locked, that we, that is, the people, instead of us, who did it 2004, were locked in. They cannot lock out, you know, that kind of a thing. You know, so
my own
number, I sent it to my network, that is, to NTN and Airtel. They said it to me that it was successful, but unfortunately, when I connected NIMC, they told me that it doesn't exist.
Oh,
can you imagine? So for me to go again now, and this very particular one is what I use for my NTN, Airtel, Glo, and even my bank. That is what I use. I have them there in my bank, and you know. In my network, so which means I have to start all over again. That is the meaning.
Yeah, to re-register.
Huh? What kind of country is this? I don't know. Huh? Until they make it easy, I cannot go and queue. I won't do that.
No,
look at a 75-year-old man who said he has been there for 5 times. You expect that man to leave his house as early as 5 o'clock because he wants to get the NIN. Yeah, it's all called for.
Okay, so but have you gone to your bank to check whether they have your NIN number?
No, I haven't done that. I've not done that yet.
So that's worth considering. I would actually advise that you go to your bank, see whether they have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe if they have it, then your number is somewhere. Then hopefully they can advise what you do from there.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, okay.
I always enjoy a program. For the first time, I've been trying. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you got through.
You are doing very well.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We're glad you did. Uche is here from Ikoyi. Good afternoon to him.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, he's on.
Off.
Yeah, Joyce.
Have you turned off your radio?
Yeah, I turned it off.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the NIN is not bad, but the process at which they are going about it is what I don't like.
So what should they have done to have made it a lot easier for you?
Now, I remember four years ago, I went to register for this national identity card. I went to their office there. Can you believe that they told me that they don't have fuel to run it? I have to pay money for them to go and get fuel to register me.
Really?
I'm telling you honestly. I have to give them money to go and get fuel. In fact, they even use my vehicle to go and get the fuel.
They use your vehicle and your money to go buy
fuel. My money to go buy fuel to feed that generator. It's just appalling. It was annoying. And On the whole, after that day, they told me that they cannot even print out they cannot even print out.
What neighborhood is that?
In Ebonyi State.
Ah, okay.
In Ebonyi State. In fact, throughout that day, I was angry.
Yeah.
I said, what is it? Collecting my money, wasting my time.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I've deleted my NIN number and I tried to link it with my mobile number. But okay. Up to now, they have not given me a response.
Oh, really?
Yeah, up to now, they've not given me a response.
But you have your NIN number?
Yes, I have it.
So maybe you just keep trying, because I don't think you're the only person who has gotten no response. So far, earlier on today, we had a caller who actually did call in to say he's waiting for a response from one of the networks. So I would advise that you wait. You keep trying. Hopefully, it would go through in no time.
Yeah. So what happens to those that are in area that cannot access network? What happens to them?
They cannot accept network.
Yeah, they cannot access this this registration. What happens to them?
Well, that's a burden the government would have to carry. I don't have a back for that.
It's just annoying that we have government that cannot even make a policy that will benefit the diplomatists.
Give us an idea. When you say areas that cannot access.
It's from some of the communities in Ebonyi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I lost you. Hello. Welcome, Richie. How are you?
I'm all right, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm talking on NIN matter right now.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. I think these people are actually, they don't really know what the people are not thinking. I mean, these elders are not thinking and they don't want to bring in the young minds that can help them think. Now, I did my BVN like long time ago. At least those data they have in their custody, they can make use of it to get this NIN.
Hello? Have I lost you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
go ahead.
I'm calling here in Lekki.
Okay.
Lekki, Lagos, yeah. I want to contribute.
Okay, can you hear me then? I can hear you. Hello? Hello, Richie. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. I do apologize. I'm not sure why that happened. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. How are you? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Onodugo. Chief Onodugo from FaceTime.
Welcome. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, the other day we have been dragging up this NIN saying if you have BVN, there's number that you will place.
Yeah.
Then when the number comes out, then you see your number, your DVN number.
Did you do that?
I did that now, but I don't know what you people are saying now.
Oh, no. Do you have your NI number?
No, I placed it that day that you are saying in the radio. I did it that day. I saw my number, serial number. Five of them.
The NIN is more than five, isn't it?
It's more than five.
Yeah.
I saw it. Then I push it to my hard phone of four lines.
Mm-hmm.
I push it to NTN. Then the NTN says successful.
Okay, that's good.
And then I push to Airtel. Airtel did not say okay, they will reach to me. But they didn't say, I don't know the number that I would like to. I have 280 alert. I don't know what to do again.
Yeah, I understand how that's possible. Okay. I need to confirm that you have your NIN number. Does your bank have it, for example? I want you to confirm that you have it, because I actually believe that the NIN number is, I think, about 11 digits, not 5.
You mean for me to go out to my bank and confirm?
So I think I'm trying to be sure the number you have, because I think the NIN is more than five numbers.
The number is more than four numbers.
Okay.
It's more than four, not five numbers.
So if you haven't gotten any response...
That day you say we should buy 3, 4, 6 or so.
Star. Yes. Uh-huh.
Then the number
hash. Star, 3, 4, 6, hash.
Then, uh-huh. I did it. Then I saw my number there.
Okay.
Then I sent it to NTN.
They say successful.
You know, I had my BVN from Airtel. My Airtel, because that's where I opened my account.
Did you register for BVN at any for NIN at any point?
I don't know. I did that thing that day.
You got your number.
I got my number.
So maybe
then I did it to MTN. Then I saw they say successful.
Yeah.
So even it is in my phone now. They say successful.
So it would appear that your NIN number is BVN generated then. Do you think so? Or did you at any point go to register for your NIN number?
No, I don't know when I did it, but I just saw it in that my BVN number.
Okay, so I hope that suffices. That's the thing now. All right, so if you say you have sent it to one of the networks, they gave you a confirmation. You have
MTN, I sent it to MTN. Then
so
I
they confirmed it. All right, so now the other network, maybe you need to give them some time. I don't know why they haven't responded to you. I believe in no time they would.
This one now, the MTN says successful. Then other it is allowed. I did not hear from them. They say they will reach me. They will reach me. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not the only person that, you know, that's happening to. So maybe they need a little bit more time to rectify data and then respond to you. So I'm going to ask that you keep trying. That's something you can do.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep trying. Yeah.
George, if you can, I took a 1-1 for Nanya. Our accountant in for Nanya 1-1.
Okay.
Our accountant in Uyo.
Okay.
Uyo.
Thank you very much for calling.
Too much English. That's why I don't want to call you every day.
It's all right.
Too much English.
Thank you very much for calling. Richie, hi. We're happy to have you here.
Hello, Joyce.
Please turn off your radio. Kind of works every time. Thank you.
I'm driving. I found it off.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce, this issue, this government, they're just, I don't know how to put it, they're vision legs and direct legs. I don't know. They just, every government comes up with one policy or the other. The question is this, how does it affect the common man on the road, on the streets?
How does it affect you? So maybe we should highlight how it affects you. How does it affect you?
Yes, the complaints people have been giving you here, BVN, these things are easy. They would have just go to your bank, update your BVN, because every information you give at the NIN is the same information you gave during your BVN.
Uh-huh, okay.
Now, you know how much people we have been manipulated. Some paid 7,000, some paid 10, some paid 5, some paid... Not just the money, the timing, the risk. You are telling us there's coronavirus and you are giving people automatic to go and register within 2 weeks without them block. And if you go to any each center, you see people queued up.
Have you registered? I mean, I understand how this
makes
you
generated my own from my BVN. I died at 346# and they gave me my number. I tried to link it up since. Yeah, it's the same story of wait, you get a response that I never got.
Okay, because there was some report about the BVN generated NIN. You are actually required to register again. You would need to. Yeah, you would need to register. Because I remember there was a publication sometime in January saying if your NIN was generated due to the BVN record harmonization with a national identity database, you will not have access to the NIMC mobile app and your NIN SIM integration will be invalid. So there's something that's not quite in sync quite yet between the BVN-generated NIN number.
You see, here, now you are getting me. Now, why are they putting us all through this vigorous stress? Why? How does it put food on the table? How does it make life easier in Nigeria? Is it a cost to be a Nigerian?
So I want to know what you can do about your situation because I think first you even need to verify your NIN number. You know, and I would like for you to try to verify that.
Now, what do I do now? So I have to start going back again to queue for the NIN again.
It sounds something like that. I really think I understand what the stress really is totally about. Particularly when I told you when I went to register, I was told to come at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. I haven't slept at 4 a.m. 0700-993-993-993. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Okay, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome, lady.
My name is Kelechi and I'm calling for Miss Solo.
Okay.
Okay, on this NIN issue, I really do not understand. So this is my situation. I haven't gone to any of their centers to register. but I have the BVN generated one. Uh-huh. So I dialed the 346 hash last month, and I got my NIN.
Okay.
I tried linking it to my numbers through the codes from my network.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. So I went on Twitter, and then someone said he actually linked his with the BVN generated NIN. So I was shocked because I was like, I'm trying to do mine, it's not working. Now, how come? So he said he used the NIMC mobile app.
Really?
Yes. So I now went and downloaded the app. Everything worked. And it got to the point where I added my numbers. So because I used one of the network providers for my BVA, mm-hmm. so when I opened the app, that one was already added.
Oh.
By them. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, they so had already done the added, synchronization. Yeah, they added your number.
Exactly. Yes, and they wrote verified.
Oh.
Then I added they wrote verified on the app. Then I added my second number, which is another network. And it now wrote validated.
Yeah.
I got confused. And I was like, why the first line?
Yeah, verified and validated says you're a card-carrying member in Nigeria.
But the funny thing is that, you know how it is, verified, validated, I got confused. And I haven't gone to their center because I tried once, actually, when the news came out that even if you have the BVN generated one, you still need to visit their center.
Yeah.
I went once, I saw the crowd, I ran back, and I have not gone. So I just left it at verified. One of my numbers has verified. One of my numbers has validated.
You're in Nigeria.
I just left it that way.
So thank you very much for this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me just... one other issue I have is that I noticed that the information probably from my bank's end, there's a mistake on my date of birth. Do you understand?
Oh.
And now I am finding out that I have to pay 15,000 naira to correct that. You know, normally when you do your BVA registration, you just give them your details, they take your data and everything. So you're believing that they keyed in the right data. You
exactly.
So now that I'm doing my NI, I saw my details on the app. I'm seeing a different date of birth. And it happened to my husband too. And he said, babe, we need to pay 15,000. And I'm like, why would I pay 15,000 for
a mistake
I didn't make?
Yeah.
So I hope there will be a clarity on that because I've been listening to all the programs.
It's interesting that you're looking for clarity. So far, what we have is what you have. So we're hoping that the government changes that. And maybe that's what you meant to say.
I hope so.
Yeah. But now that, so here, thank you very much for actually reporting this, because what we heard was that if you had the BVN generated NIN number, you were actually required to go and re-register. But from your own reporting, your NIN is BVN generated. You try to use the short code, it didn't work. Then you use the mobile app and it worked.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay, so thank you for that feedback. I think I'm going to ask everyone listening right now who doesn't have their numbers synced with the NIN to try that. Download the mobile app and sync it. Thank you very much, and good luck with trying to fix that date. Good luck with that.
We need your help to help us escalate. We can't pay for a mistake we didn't make.
And thank you very much. Thank you very much for, you know. So hold on, your BVN record with your bank, is that accurate? Because that's also something you want to confirm.
I want to believe I gave the accurate information.
So you can go to your bank and check that out. Can you do that?
Because of the corona issue, I intended going back to my bank to say, okay, look at what I noticed on my NIMC app from the information you guys gave them. And then the corona thing. I know.
So maybe wake up one day, wear a nylon, sanitize, wear a face mask. Yeah. And then go to your bank and then tell them that you want to confirm your date of birth with your bank records.
Yeah.
So chances are if your I don't know. This is just a wild thought. Chances are if your NIN number was generated by the BVN and when you use the app, you were able to sync your numbers, then maybe if you correct your BVN data, it automatically corrects your NIN.
Right.
That's a wild gamble. I'm just thinking
out
loud. Okay, so maybe try it and let's see how that plays out.
Yes. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
So hopefully it works that way.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So confirm with your bank and then update your bank details. Hopefully. Let's see what happens. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So now that's actually an eye-opener. So it's worth trying out. We're going to advise that you download the NIMC mobile app and then try to use that medium to sync your numbers. I hear some people are using the short code. It's not working. I tried it. It didn't work. So now that someone said, which is very interesting because we know that if your BVN is NIN generated, it's not valid. But here someone is saying that, well, she tried it. It appears to be valid every inch of the way. So yeah, maybe you should try that. Yeah, so download the app and try to sync your numbers and let's see what happens from there. Yeah? All right. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Hello? Can you hear us? Please call back then. Thank you. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hey, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce. My name is Uche.
Okay.
I'm currently in Apapa at the moment.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Joyce, I try to listen to you when I can, and most of the time it's difficult getting through. Now, very quickly, this NIN thing. I've listened to virtually all the callers, and the most fascinating caller for me was the man who said he took his aunt, you know, for the registration. And when you asked him about patriotism, he said being patriotic in Nigeria. You see, Joyce, it's really, really sad that in a country of 200 million people or thereabouts, the people who lead us in different aspects of our lives, politics, economy, what have you, are just about the worst kind that you can get from within us. And the question I keep asking is, why is that so? Why is it difficult to integrate these numbers that you already have in a database somewhere? Ordinarily, you should have them. Joyce, do you know that anytime you go to register for anything in this country, the form they give you, the questions are the same.
Yeah.
Your name, state of origin, local government area, and then your mother's maiden name. Uh-huh. The same thing across board. The same information, the same questions. And you ask yourself, why is it then difficult to get these things together, put them in a database, and just do integration so that you save people the stress?
Maybe you're speaking as a young, futuristic Nigerian. Maybe the guys in charge are still used to the paper patterns where things have to be done
that's
manually.
That's exactly what I am saying. Why is it that the people who lead us in this country, be it politics, be it social life, the economy, they are just the worst kind of people that you can get from within the 200 million people.
It's interesting when you use the adjective, when you say something like worst, because they are us. I mean, they came
out
of us.
What I'm saying, don't forget that in any society, anywhere in the world, you have the very excellent people, you have the brilliant people, and then you have the worst kind of people. And those people are not supposed to lead in any society. But in Nigeria, the reverse is the case. Why?
Have you registered for your NIN number?
I did that a long time ago.
But you're still quite upset.
I'm upset because the process is completely fraudulent. Look, I did that a long time ago. I think that was in 2018 or thereabouts.
Yeah.
I've done my linkage and all that. They told me successful and all. I have about 5 lines.
Okay.
I've linked all. You understand?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, look, Joyce, to tell you the truth,
yeah,
if I hadn't done that and I was being asked to go through this tedious process, I would not have bothered myself.
Oh.
This country, yes. Because it's look, sometimes you try to hold yourself back. Sometimes you try to control your emotions about this country. And yet, every single day, the country disappoints.
Okay.
It's a shame.
All
it's a big shame. Yeah. Have a nice afternoon, my sister.
Thank you very much. You didn't leave me on a nice note. Francis is here from Victoria Island. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome. Have you registered for your NIN number, Francis?
Sorry, I don't even understand, you know. The whole thing got me confused. You know, I dialed that I spent some.
Could you speak up, please?
Yeah, yeah. I said I dialed that 346. Then they responded to me anyway.
Have you registered for NIN, or is your NIN BVN generated?
My national identity, right? I didn't get this NIN thing. I don't get it, Joyce.
Oh, you still are. You are one of the Nigerians who don't know what the problem is.
Wait, Joyce. Now, wait. You know, Mr. Frank, you say that.
No, don't swing that way. Have you registered for NIN?
Yeah, it cannot be that complex. I have received my NIN from my network provider, one of my network providers.
So that means your NIN is BVN generated. Like, you didn't go anywhere to register, ever?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so that's... Have you linked your numbers? Did it say confirmed, successful?
I'm trying to do so, but it's not going through.
Okay, so you were actually required to go and register, regardless of the fact that you have a BVN.
Sorry.
But you say you have an NIN already, yeah? So yes. A caller called in and she said that she used the app. She downloaded the NIMC app, and it worked for her. So maybe you should try the same and see whether it works for you.
Okay, yes, I'm going to do that. But I want to ask you, what do we stand to benefit as a Nigerian?
For registering for NIN number?
Yes.
You're asking me what you stand to benefit?
Yes.
I'm as Nigerian as you are. And I don't know whether there are benefits.
Yes, this government, you know that this government, they have twisted Nigeria.
What kind of benefits are you hoping to have?
Joyce, see, the system is not working. That's the honest truth. We are just on our own. If anything happened to you, you're on your own. Joyce, these people have twisted us enough. I think we Nigerians should twist them for once. Let's see how it plays out.
I'm not even sure where this is going.
This is a bunch of nonsense. We have, the other time is in National ID card.
So what should the government have done differently to help you make this easy?
Yeah, these people, they are deliberate punishing Nigerians.
Yeah, so what should they have done to make it easier for you? You think they should have just used your BVN to get this whole thing over and done with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't them set up a system that make life easy for us? Must we leave our various offices? Are they paying us salary? Do I have anything to benefit from the government at the end of the month? Are they the one paying my house rent? Are they the one paying my light bill? Are they the one paying my hospital bill? Mm. Are they the one paying my security bill? I benefit absolutely nothing from the government.
Okay.
And they're expecting me to leave my office where I earn my living and the position NIN. For what? Joyce, I'm at you. Please. The network should not dare to disconnect me. If they're there.
Uh-oh.
Good afternoon.
Okay, sure. Samuel, hi. Welcome to Nigeria. Have you turned it off? Okay. Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, I'm Charles. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, brother. I'm Sunday Boy.
Huh?
Please, to make this NIN something easy for us, why can't they take it? If they want to do election, they know how they take the polling booth to the street. The polling booth, everybody in the street will have benefit to. But they should take this thing to the street too and let it be more easier for the media. Instead of us to go and queue.
When you say take it to the street, what do you mean take it to the street?
As in, when it is time for election, like the way they take this. Let's show something very easy, as in the polling booth where people closer to the people, that people will access it very easy. And you take it to the street, you take it to
software. Oh, and make it easy to access.
You said?
You want them to make it as easy as they make political votes?
Yes, ma'am. They should do it like that, but not for us to go and be queuing in local government. For us to go, it's very easy for us. They want us to contact closer for us so that we can the population of the country will reduce. That's what they asked us to go and queue in local government.
Okay, hold on. Have you registered? Have you tried to register?
Yeah, I've registered my own. I use 5,000 on normal way. That's what we do it in Nigeria. Even my dad that did it yesterday. He has been going. I told him, just hold your money. At last, he paid 7,000. So that's how it is in Nigeria.
So you and your dad paid 12,000 to register for NIN number?
Yes, I've registered my own.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Welcome, Suleiman. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. Hello. Can you hear us? I doubt you can. So I want to say thanks to everybody who has called. It's actually 15 more minutes before we touch down at 2 p.m. And I hope you try that out, particularly for our listeners who are still struggling or hoping, waiting for a response to link NIN to telephone number. Download the app and try it. Yes, you heard once upon a time that you were actually required to re-register if your NIN is BVN generated. But someone told us today that she used the app she was able to register her NIN to her telephone number using the app, NIMC app. So try download that and try it. Your BVN generated NIN might just be something that, you know, would be in the database. Otherwise, you might have to go re-register.